Yes, I would like to. As requested by the Board of Trustees at the October meeting, I did reach out to bond financial attorneys and bond counsel, and we are able to prepay bond, our bond payments, so to pay down the amount that we owe. And right now I'm waiting on a document that needs to be completed before we can start doing that. So probably in December I should be able to kind of give you a more updated discussion or presentation.
Okay. Just a little bit of a push, don't understand what we're talking about. And historically, when we've received a bond payment, people pay ahead. It doesn't go towards that bond. There's no way to account for it. We'd like to actually have it go towards that bond so that it pays it down and we don't get caught later on. And so that's, we were looking at that, you know, good golly, with computers the way they are today, you should be able to do it. Turns out we can if we go about it, that any monies that come in on a bond go towards that bond exclusively and nowhere else.
Well, and they did before.
Right.
When you say nowhere else, I don't want anybody to misinterpret that, you know, when you pay your special assessment, that somehow winds up going someplace else, because it does not. We totally keep that separate, so separate that we even have a special bank account where, you know, if you pay anything on a special assessment, that money goes into that savings account. So it is accounted for, it is handled, everything is very separate when it comes to a bond.
Well, why not use it to pay down the bonds?
Oh, sure. And the gist of this is that you pay early, just like if you have a house payment, you know, you might make an extra house payment, or if you have a car payment, you might want to try to pay that off instead of 5 years. 3 years and
good stuff.
Save some interest, and so that's what we're looking into. I will share, the only concern I have is that we assess, you know, the special assessment districts, they're set up for so many years, and we have that all planned out, and we assess all of our residents based on a certain payment schedule, and when we start monkeying with that in the middle of the process, I just want to make sure, one, we don't come up short on our scheduled payment. Mm-hmm. You know, we empty our savings account and now we've got an actual payment and we can't meet it. So I don't want that to happen. And so there's a little bit of caution.
I think what you're sort of referring to is that if we're counting on receiving X amount of interest on this bond and people pay it ahead, then they don't pay all that interest.
Or principal.
Or well, they pay all the principal, but they don't pay all the interest we were hoping, that we were assuming that they would pay over 20 years. However, they can do that now.
If you pay early.
If they can pay early now, and so we can't avoid that one. That can happen to us either way.
Sure. Well,
this way, if they pay early, at least it goes towards that bond itself under the new, you know, rather than going into a kitty to pay for the bond later.
Correct. And it used to be that that wasn't an issue because the interest rates were that they prepaid, you know, that money sat in an investment earning interest, and then that was still there to help pay the bond. The problem is the interest rates are so low that the interest rates on the bond are more than what you can get by investing the money, and that's where those accounts end up being upside down.
Right.
Is, you know, you want everybody to say, oh, prepay, but really for the township it's not good if they prepay.
No.
Just like a credit card, they don't ever want you to.